from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. This is Reveal. I'm Al Edson. I remember when I was a kid, my family loved to play Monopoly, and I was ruthless. In fact, I don't play with my kids now because, well, I would crush them under my heels. It's not exactly the type of modeling I want to give my kids, because when I play a game like Monopoly, I have to win. King of the world, or at least of Atlantic City. I want to grab everything for myself, all the money, all the power, everything. In real life, that kind of drive for power and money can corrupt. And if the wrong people get in the right position, they can turn government bank accounts into their personal ATM. Turns out there's a word for it, kleptocracy. It means ruled by thieves. But you don't have to be king of the world to be a kleptocrat. You can be a king or a prime minister or a president. And the story we're telling today is about one of the United States' biggest kleptocracy investigations.
The largest single action ever brought by the department's Kleptocracy Asset Recovery Initiative. The Department of Justice is determined to prevent the American financial system from being used as a conduit for corruption.
This caper is worldwide and features Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the world's biggest yachts, lots of champagne, allegations of a massive money laundering network, and a penthouse suite at Trump International Hotel and Tower, a penthouse that belonged to Donald Trump. And Patrick Madden, our reporting partner at WAMU in Washington, ran straight into it, right there on Pennsylvania Avenue, outside of President Donald Trump's hotel. Patrick worked with our reporter, Amy Walters, on the story.
So it's Tuesday, September 12th. I'm outside the Trump Hotel in downtown D.C., and it's a little after noon right now, and there's about five or six black SUVs that have Malaysian flags in the windows of the car. It looks to be some part of some sort of motorcade.
The Malaysian flag on these trucks looks a lot like the American one, red and white stripes. But on the upper left, there's only one star and a crescent moon.
We'll try to find out some more information here about whether or not these government officials are staying at the hotel. It would appear to be, because last night I saw the same trucks here. They left at one point, but obviously they're back here and they're parked in the same place right outside the front lobby to the Trump International Hotel.
Excuse me. Hi, are you guys with the Malaysian government?
Oh, yes, yes.
Are you guys staying at the Trump Hotel?
Oh, yes, yes.
These two officials were in an entourage of dozens, more than 60 guests, including Prime Minister Najib Razak and his wife, Rosma. They crossed into the lobby of President Trump's landmark hotel.
How do you like it?
Oh, it's a very good place.
Good place?
So Amy and I had been by Trump's hotel a few times, trying to figure out who was spending money there. And looking around, you'll see the Trump base in their red Make America Great Again trucker hats settled up to the bar next to these people in Italian suits and fancy shoes.
And if you come here, you might run into the president. He'll occasionally stop by for a steak dinner. But why did this Malaysian entourage book rooms here? We weren't the only ones asking that question.
We certainly don't book their hotel accommodation, so I couldn't speak to the personal decision they made about where to stay here in D.C.
That's Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, a little later that day. And she got a little defensive fielding the same question we had at the daily briefing. But this one reporter kept on it.
He asked if she thought that they were spending money at the Trump Hotel to curry favor. Her answer was brief.
No, I don't.
The Malaysians Patrick bumped into outside the hotel seemed a little friendlier. And they had their own reason why they chose the Trump Hotel.
What do you like about it?
Very convenient place.
They were right about the hotel being convenient.
Mr. Prime Minister, it's a great honor to have you in the United States and in the White House.
The Prime Minister of Malaysia, Najib Razak, was part of their entourage and was meeting with President Trump at the White House that same day, just a few blocks from the hotel.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for your invitation for me and members of my delegation to meet with you at the White House.
And the meeting went great.
At least Najib said so at a press conference later.
And the whole trip has been, I would say, stress-free. I was very happy to be received by the President of the United States. He received me not only as Prime Minister, but as a friend.
And that was a little weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. Because remember that kleptocracy investigation? The Prime Minister of Malaysia is right in the middle of it.
See, a year earlier, Loretta Lynch, the then Attorney General under the Obama administration, laid it all out.
Today, the Department of Justice has filed a civil complaint associated with an international conspiracy to launder funds stolen from One Malaysia Development Berhad, or 1MDB, a company wholly owned by the government of Malaysia.
One Malaysia Development Berhad was an investment fund started in 2009 by Prime Minister Najib with government money. And the Malaysian people were told it would create opportunities for them.
People hoped it would make the country more successful.
But unfortunately, sadly, tragically, a number of corrupt 1MDB officials treated this public trust as a personal bank account. Now, our complaint alleges that from 2009 through 2015, these officials and their associates conspired to misappropriate and launder billions of dollars from 1MDB.
And Lynch and her team at the Justice Department were determined to recover the alleged stolen money, at least what was funneled through the U.S.
This was a huge announcement, but you may have missed it. A lot of people did.
Because it was July 20th, 2016.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And a day earlier, the Republican Party had announced the presidential nomination of Donald J. Trump.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
Fast forward, Trump's elected president.
And Prime Minister Najib books a stay at Trump's Washington, D.C. hotel and meets with President Trump. But why?
Why was he staying at Trump Hotel? Why was he meeting with Trump? Why was he in the middle of this investigation?
So we decided to call Malaysia to see what we could find out.
Is he there? All right, I can hear you better than Amy.
When we come back, Amy and Patrick find out what the Prime Minister of Malaysia might want from President Trump and why the Malaysian people are afraid to speak out. There'll also be a cameo by Leonardo DiCaprio and lots of cash.
You know what a fugazi is?
No, fugazi. It's a fake.
Hey, fugazi, fugazi. It's a wazi, it's a woozy, it's a fairy dust.
Was all this legal? Absolutely not.
Coming up on Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.